We transverse down the roads of Connecticut, which apparently there's an accident on everyone today, to bring in our friend David Lightman for the McGlatchy Newspapers. Good morning.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi. You make me feel better now about the mess traffic here. They have to put up with in Washington.
Oh, my God. This is Washington-esque traffic in Connecticut.
We just don't move instead of an accident.
Exactly. So, again, another slow week for you down there.
Yeah,
not much going on.
Right.
How do you spend your spare time?
Watching Maryland basketball and my
they're good this year.
They are terrific.
He's a good coach too. Godfrey's really good.
Yeah, Turgeon.
Turgeon, I'm sorry, Mark Turgeon.
Wait a minute, did he get fired? Yeah,
hey, he's got enough sports to cover. Okay,
right. No, they're terrific. And of course, my Washington football team, which is the hottest team in the NFC East,
who may in fact make the playoffs or at least win the NFC East
if they win out.
That's God. That's scary. So now that we have another phase of the impeachment hearings, I didn't see much of it or listen to much of it, but it just seems, you know, it's like wash, rinse, repeat.
Tell me about it.
Well put.
I can say this judiciously. Well, first of all, I got to tell you, the rumor they're having this thing must be 10 degrees below zero. It is so cold.
Nice.
You'll notice reporters and people in their winter coats sitting in the audience.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason, it's just freezing in there. In any event, it's a tough one to cover for this reason. Yeah, a lot of it's predictable, and a lot of it's theater. But
very much so, yes.
Yeah, but it's also history. It's also the potential removal of a president. It's the potential overturning of an election. So you sort of have to take it seriously now for us, because we're often looking for local angles. And this thing started at 10 o'clock, and the best local angle we got came around 4:30 when Congressman McClintock from California asked for a show of hands.
That was good.
Trump. Yeah. And
Of the legal geniuses?
Yeah. And the woman from Stanford Law basically said
the cat lady?
Ballot.
Yeah.
Right. That was good. That sort of got you both sides. So that was worthwhile. And there's going to be more this Monday. They're meeting again at 9 o'clock to hear from counsel. So this is going to go on for another 2 weeks.
But, I mean, you know, here's the thing, David. You know, Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, gets up yesterday. And, you know, she's going, the gravity of this situation and the crimes we've seen and blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is this is a foregone conclusion anyway, no matter what they found.
Well,
yes.
Exactly. What's today?
It's theater.
The 6th. I mean, look, in 2 weeks from today, we're going to be talking about the upcoming vote on Friday the 20th on impeachment.
Ooh.
We know that. And we know pretty much what the vote's going to be. The only question is how many Democrats vote no.
Right.
To save themselves. Pelosi is interesting, though. She resisted this for a long time.
I know.
Because she saw the potential political fallout. And even though she won't say it, I mean, the whisper is, let's say this all goes as planned and the Senate doesn't remove him and it's March 1st, and you're giving Trump and the Republicans, 8 months to run around the country saying, see, the system tried to get us. The elites wanted us out, but we fought them back.
They've really rolled the dice, haven't the Democrats?
Yeah, they really have on this. Now, you could argue from a strictly legal and scholarly standpoint that what the president's done is, in fact, impeachable, but this is the realm of politics, not a courtroom.
But, you know, David, the thing I find troublesome is that, you know, initially it was Russia. You know, we got the Mueller thing waiting for Christmas. When the report comes out, not a whole lot there. Then they go, well, there was a lot that was redacted we didn't get to see, so let's see that. Then it was, collusion with Russia. Then we got Czechoslovakia into this somehow, Ukraine. But how? You know, as a whistleblower. Where the heck is the whistleblower? Now it's just like, you know, he was the ambassador to whatever it was, the EU, whatever, was saying that, you know, well, he's mean. He's not a nice man. Yeah, well, you don't impeach him for that. You can say that about JFK. Certainly you could say it about Lyndon Johnson.
Jonathan Turley, the Republican witness the other day, saying, look, he may be contemptible, but contemptibility is not an impeachable offense.
Right.
You can't impeach somebody for being obnoxious.
We would have been taken off the radio ages ago.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be off out of a career. So Pelosi was well aware the political will wasn't there. And also, here's the other thing. Part of the problem with the Russia investigation was that Pelosi was well aware the public didn't really understand it.
Right.
It wasn't, when the Ukraine thing hit in September, it seems simple. He made a phone call. He asked a favor. He denied aid. Boom. You could say it all in a headline. Well, here we are 2 months later, and in fact, it's more complicated than that. And
I know.
You know, you stop.
How do you do this?
Right. You stop people and say, okay, what's this all about?
No.
Yeah, good luck. And that's the problem Democrats are facing here.
And what about the let's switch topics for a moment. The president goes to the G20 and then walks out because he's mad because people are goofing on him.
Right, he's talking behind his back.
Oh my goodness!
I know. But see, it's all baked in. People who like Trump say, "Look at him; he's not cowed by these people."
Yeah,
and the haters. Yeah, I mean, this country is just divided on this guy, and it's going to be.
And it's never going to change.
Not unless, you know, all of a sudden the economy goes in the tank. Then I think everything changes.
The numbers this morning were really good.
3.5%
unemployment. You know, but here's the deal. Okay, let's say he wins. Okay, let's say somehow he wins next year. All right, this is not going to go away.
Oh, God, no. This is going to go on forever. In fact, even if he's acquitted, they can impeach him again.
I mean, well, yeah, who said that? Somebody said that.
That's insane. Look, that's insane.
I know, but get ready. I mean, look, if Trump wins and it's 2021 and Democrats see a potentially impeachable offense, you know, here we go. And suppose Democrats retake the Senate.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, see, there's that.
It's crazy.
Oh, boy.
All right, we're going to let you go for good behavior. We've tortured you enough.
Hey, have a good weekend.
All right, thank you.
McClatchy, D.C. is where you find David's work and those of his colleagues.